This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
We witnessed history on the mound for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers last night as they evened up the series against the Columbia Fireflies. And tonight, with this series all locked up, one game apiece, time to try for the upper hand. Thursday night baseball in the South Carolina Capitol, Columbia, South Carolina, Segra Park. It's the Woodpeckers and the Columbia Fireflies live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome into the visiting radio booth. I'm Andrew Chapman, your play-by-play voice, and it is great to be with you once again tonight, live on the MILB First Pitch app, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for our online radio broadcast. A reminder that you can watch tonight's game as well in HD video quality by subscribing to Bally Live and MILB.TV, where the voice of the Fireflies, John Kosis, will be with you for all nine innings. If you weren't with us yesterday, it was the pitching that stole the headlines. The Woodpeckers did get a good chunk of offense, 7-3. Four of those runs, though, were unearned due to five total Columbia errors that helped the Woodpeckers grab game two of the series. But with that lead, the pitching was electric. Michael Noren, his start, went four scoreless innings, gave up just one hit, started the night very strong with nine strikeouts. Brian Perez came on, struck out a man in the fifth, and then it was Andrew Taylor, who did give up one run on a home run, but aside from that, recorded 11 of 12 outs with the strikeout, totaling 21 strikeouts for the pitching staff in a nine-inning game. That set a new Fayetteville franchise record for most strikeouts in a single game, extra inning, nine-inning, you name it. On top of that, it was the most strikeouts in a nine-inning game by a pitching staff since at least back to 2005 in the Carolina League. That's as far back as the digital stats portal will tell us. Possibly has happened before, maybe not. The Woodpeckers, though, did something last night that has not been accomplished in at least nearly 20 years, and it was very impressive to watch. We'll see if Limber Santa tonight, the right-hander from the Dominican Republic, can put up an encore performance somewhat of the same. But, of course, history made yesterday. Fayetteville just trying for the upper hand in the series today. For Columbia, they will be sending right-hander David Sandlin to the mound, 1-0. With a 1.86 ERA, Santa no record, and a 3.86. We last saw him in Fayetteville back on April 14th. That was a Friday night ballgame where he gave up two earned runs over three innings of relief work. A quick look at the Carolina League standings picture entering this Thursday, April 20th, 2023. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers, with a win yesterday, were able to keep pace atop the division with the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who have won six games in a row. Fayetteville and Kannapolis both 7-3 atop the South. Myrtle Beach is two games back at 5-5. And Augusta and Columbia, Fireflies, who the Woodpeckers will see tonight at 4-5, 2.5 games back. And the Charleston River Dogs, three games out of first place at 4-6. The bottom team in the division after winning the Carolina League the last couple of seasons. Meanwhile, in the Carolina League North, the Delmarva Shorebirds, who have metrically the best offense to this stage of the season in the league, they're tied in first place with Salem at 6-5. Columbia, Carolina, the Mudcats at 5-5, as are the Down East Wood Ducks. The Lynchburg Hillcats at 5-6 are a game out, and the Fredericksburg Nationals at the bottom of the North Division with the worst record in the league so far, 3-8, three games out of first place. But five of those six North Division teams all within a game of each other over the first 10 games of the season. The Fireflies are being introduced, taking the diamond, and with that, let's go ahead and bring you the starting lineup tonight for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, announced by the fourth manager in Woodpeckers history for the first-year skipper, Ricky Rivera. Ryan Clifford will lead it off tonight. He'll play in left. Tyler Whitaker is the third baseman. He hits second. And Zach Cole is third. He'll be in right. Narbe Cruz, he does the DHing. He'll hit cleanup. Justin Williams, the league triples leader with two. He will hit fifth and play at first base. Leo Molina off yesterday. He's back in the lineup today, hitting sixth and playing it short. John Garcia, the catcher, is seventh, followed by Jackson Lofton, the second baseman. And Rolando Espinoza rounds it out. Before we step aside for the anthem and first pitch, a couple of roster moves to bring you today as well. Congratulations to Kobe Cato, who is the Woodpeckers' most recent promotion to High A Asheville. News broke of that earlier this afternoon. Kobe on his way up to Asheville. Joey Loper-Fito promoted to AA Corpus Christi with Jordan Brewer going on the IL. And for the Woodpeckers, they have added Ricardo Ballo, the 22-year-old, the 21-year-old make it out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, a middle infielder, added to the roster. Not starting tonight, and he will be in the number 9 uniform. The Fireflies have taken the diamond. Let's step aside for the singing of the national anthem, and when we come back, it is first pitch, game 3 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Fireflies next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's right back there. Tie game. 3-run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over. This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three. Line drive out of the right field. Manzueta looking up. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history. Another great night for baseball in Columbia, South Carolina. Another warm one, clear skies above our head. It's game 11 of the 2023 regular season, and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers entering tonight with a 7-3 overall record, tied for first place atop the Carolina League South Division. 21 strikeouts, a franchise record for Fayetteville last night as a pitching staff. Today they'll turn to Aleem Bersanta, and the offense gets ready to face the right-hander David Sandlin, who carries a 1-0 record and a 1.86 ERA into his third appearance of the season. He's coming off of 5 innings of one-run baseball his last time out against the Charleston River Dogs. And that was a game in Charleston last time around where Columbia struck out a ton as a pitching staff. 20 Charleston River Dogs over 9 innings. Almost accomplished what Fayetteville did last night. See if the pitching is the story again tonight, or if the two offenses can get rolling. Fayetteville dropped game 1 of this series in extra innings, 5-4, on a walk-off error on Tuesday night. Bounced back yesterday with a 7-3 win. They scored 4 unearned runs due to 5 Columbia fielding errors. And tonight, the upper hand of the series on the line. Sandlin, the 2022 draft pick, 11th rounder by Kansas City. And he will face Ryan Clifford to get it started tonight. Thanks again for being with us on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. You can follow scoring updates on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com through the game day link at the top of the page or live on Twitter. First pitch, a strike to Clifford on a fastball, and the next one home is swung on, grounded out to third. 2 hops for Florentino playing off of the bag. He fields to his left, throws to first, and Clifford is retired for the first out of the game. That brings up Tyler Whitaker. The Woodpeckers are back in the road grays tonight. Black batting helmets, a gray pant, Fayetteville in black script across the chest, a red embroider across that Fayetteville lettering. Black numbers on the back with the red embroider. Black belts, a gray pant, and a black pinstripe down the side of the pant leg. And right before Tyler Whitaker sees his first pitch, a baseball cuts loose from the bullpen where Alimber Santa is warming up. And now the first one to Whitaker. It's a fastball a little bit high for a 1-0 count. Meanwhile, Columbia is in the navy blues today. The Firefly logo on the left chest. The pitch. Whitaker takes down and outside. It's 2-0. The white pants with a navy pinstripe down the side of the leg. They have the three-tone cap with the blue backing, the highlighter bill, and the white front with the Columbia logo. The Firefly logo, that is. 2-0 pitch is a fastball strike to Whitaker on the low outside corner. And it's 2-1. Sandlin working very quick tonight, not using much of that pitch clock at all, and he goes to the same spot, low and on the corner. To the outside to get strike 2 on Whitaker. Whitaker calls for time now to step out of the box. Yeah, he wants to try and slow the tempo down right now. Sandlin going a million miles a second. Tyler Whitaker in this series, 2-for-8 with a triple last night. It was an odd triple as he fouls away the 2-2. It was a fly ball struck to deep left field. Left fielder Gene Ramirez lost it almost immediately in the stadium. Light came forward on the ball, and it ended up landing about 50 feet behind him. Whitaker swings and misses, late on a fastball. And he is the second out of the inning. So he comes away with a triple, has a 9-game hitting streak entering tonight. Funny enough, he doesn't have a multi-hit game yet this year. And now here's Zach Cole. First pitch to the lefty Cole, and he hits a line drive out into right field. Sinking quick, down it goes for a base hit. And Zach Cole wasting no time. He attacks the first one he sees to extend the inning with a 2-out single. For Zach Cole this week in Columbia, that is good for his second hit. He'll go to 2-for-10 in the series. He went 1-for-5 yesterday with an RBI and gives Narbe Cruz a chance to bat in the opening inning. First one to Cruz is a center cut fastball, and it's 0-1. David Sandlin, originally from Oklahoma, the city of Owosso, pitch home is a slider down and away, stands 6-4 out there on the mound. The right-hander pitched a pair of innings in one start after being drafted out of Oklahoma a season ago. The pitch home with a runner on the move to second. Throw from the knees by Hernandez. It's a one hopper into the second base bag, and Cole gets in there. He steals second base. And Fayetteville, the man in scoring position. It's a good job by Hernandez, the catcher, to get that ball out quick. Gene Ramirez is the left fielder tonight. Out in center is Eric Pena, and in right is Roger Layton. Sandlin at the belt comes home and spins a slider into the zone, right on the outside corner to Cruz, 2-2. Quickly on the infield, the third baseman is Omar Florentino. Out at short, Daniel Vasquez. Second baseman, Lisandro Rodriguez. At first is Brett Squires, and doing the catching is Omar Hernandez. The 2-2 is a breaking ball, punched to the right side, and it touches down inside of that line. A fair ball, Cole circles third, coming down the line, and he scores. A 2-out rally. The stolen base pays off as Narbe Cruz drives in Cole, and it's the Woodpeckers on the board early tonight, 1-0 at the top of the first. Great piece of hitting. He didn't get all of it. Just a soft serve line drive down the right field line. Touched in fair about 3 feet left of the stripe. And now Justin Williams takes a high fastball. For Narbe Cruz, that will go down as his first RBI this week in Columbia. Puts him to 2-for-6. He was off on Tuesday night. A spin and a throw over to first, and Cruz steps back in. Infield, outfield, straight up against Williams. And a fastball misses down and outside. It's 2-0. Justin Williams, the league leader entering today in triples. He had triples in back-to-back games last week against Fredericksburg. Here's the 2-0, and it's called a strike. Home plate umpire tonight, Dylan Hulsey. He worked the plate in game one, and Shane Sullivan is back on the bases. The two-man umpiring crew in the black polos, the black ball caps, and the dark gray pants. Haven't broken out those baby blues just yet. 2-1, and there's a good slider, a back pick up the first baseline, and Cruz dives back in time. One nothing on the Cruz single. Scores Zach Cole, who singled himself, stole second base, came all the right way around. As the Woodpeckers opened it up yesterday with a two-run top of the third, 2-2. And Williams hits this one deep. Home run distance. Hooking and foul. Had enough loft and plenty enough distance to clear the 319-foot marker. And Williams, had he been able to straighten that one out, would have had his first home run of the year. Instead, it's just a loud foul ball. And the count will stay 2-2. Sandlin pitching for the 20th time in the inning. And he misses up high. It's now 3-2. Cruz hanging around on first base. On deck is Leo Stanley Molina, hoping to get a chance to hit in the first inning. A spin and a throw over to first. They'll check up on Cruz. He will be running on the pitch with 3-2, two outs. We got a slight breeze tonight in Columbia, moving out towards left center field. Runner on the move. The pitch is in, and it's high. Narbe Cruz heads to second. Justin Williams is the third straight batter to reach with two outs. He draws a walk, and there's two on for Leo Molina. Here's the first pitch to Molina, and it's a slider on the outer edge. Yostandy Molina out at short today, batting sixth. Comes into this game tonight, 1-for-4 in the series. He was at second base yesterday, slots over to his usual short today. Pitch looked good, a slider over the middle, but maybe just a bit high. Scored a run, struck out once yesterday, coming off a 4-for-18 week at home in Fayetteville, where he had a pair of doubles and a home run. He hit it to right center field. Pitch to Molina as a challenge fastball, and he's late on it. Sandlin gets ahead 1-2. Nice inning by the offense. Even if you only come away with one run here, you'd like to add more, but you've forced the starter Sandlin to throw what'll be at least 25 pitches now to get the night started. Runner on the move to third. The pitch comes in. It's a fastball strike, and Molina's rung up looking. So that'll end things. Three straight batters reach with two outs, one run around on the Narbe Cruz single. And before Columbia grabs the bats tonight, Fayetteville has a 1-0 lead.
Filled In and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, yeah, fresh, fresh, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ.
Just underway in Columbia tonight. Thanks for being with us. Making us a part of your Thursday night plans. Thirsty Thursday out at the ballpark tonight. And Limber Santa gets the start and faces Gene Ramirez to begin the inning. His first pitch is a fastball in the outside corner. Nothing and one to Ramirez. He'll be followed by Omar Hernandez and Lisandro Rodriguez. Santa has a 1-0 lead before he steps to the mound thanks to a Narbe Cruz RBI single. Nice slider on the inside of the lefty. Nothing and two. Gene Ramirez has led off in all three games for the Fireflies. Comes in with a 313 average, 10 hits and 32 at-bats. The 0-2 down and towards the ankles. Santa spun another slider. And the count goes to 1-2. Brett Squires is the cleanup hitter. Daniel Vasquez, fifth, and Eric Pena, sixth. Santa's pitch is tapped back towards the mound. First base side of the mound. Santa comes off and picks up, throws up the line. Got him for round number one. To round out that order, Deonmi Salone is the DH hitting seventh. Roger Layton will play in right and bat eighth. And then Omar Florentino is the third baseman, and he will round out the order. So here's Omar Hernandez, and the line kick and first one to him is a low breaking ball. In left tonight is Ryan Clifford, in center Rolando Espinoza, and Zach Cole gets the start in right. Santa's 1-0 pitch is called a strike. Fastball, 1-1. Whitaker gets to play third, and Leo Stanley Molina is over at short. The second baseman, Jackson Lofton. First base side is Justin Williams. And John Garcia, who was off yesterday in place of Sandro Gaston behind the plate, he'll catch his second game of the series. Had a two-run home run back on Tuesday. See if he can get involved offensively again. 2-1 and a ground ball. This is chopped out towards Tyler Whitaker. He plays it behind the bag on two hops, fields the belt, and throws firm across the diamond to get Hernandez for the second out of the inning. So a pair of rollers for Limber Santa and Lisandro Rodriguez is the new Columbia hitter. Lisandro Rodriguez debuted last year in the Carolina League, August 9th out in Myrtle Beach. Comes in tonight, 2023, batting .281 on the young season. 9 hits and 32 at-bats. Santa's 1-0, and he golfs this out into center field. Measuring as Espinoza strolls out to his left, finds his spot underneath it, makes the grab. The inning is over in 1-2-3 fashion for Alimber Santa. 1-0, Woodpeckers lead after one on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families
have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Top of the second inning from Columbia, and John Garcia takes the first pitch down and outside. Here comes the pitch as the 1-0 misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. It'll be John Garcia, the seven hitter, followed by Jackson Lofton and Rolando Espinoza. Here comes the 2-0 delivery, and it's up and inside, and Garcia's shoulder area. That was close. And spinning away from the plate. 3-0. David Sandlin is back out on the mound. And the pitch is a little high. So the four-pitch walk given up to Garcia to lead off the inning. Already the second walk surrendered by Sandlin. He had to throw 25 pitches in that opening inning, so he's looking for something a little more economical here in the second. Lofton and Espinoza next two scheduled. Here's Jackson Lofton, and the first pitch is low. One ball and no strikes. Lofton had the day off yesterday, and on Tuesday he went 0 for 3, but did reach on a walk. He scored a run. Three times he was retired, though, he struck out. He also had a fielding error over at shortstop. It was kind of a rough game for Lofton after he had a nice close to the series at home last week with a two-hit Sunday. A spin and a throw over to first. It's close, but Garcia dives back in just in time. Squires swiped that tag, got him on the left shoulder, diving back in. Garcia just got the fingers in there. So one ball and one strike to count on Lofton in his first plate appearance. The 1-1 pitch is high. Here's a back pick down the first baseline, and Garcia's late getting into the bag. Now he's caught in a rundown between first and second. The shortstop chases him back in, flips to Squires. He drops the tag, and as Garcia dives into the first base bag, he is called out. Yeah, so John Garcia got a little too courteous there with his secondary lead. He was way off of that bag, and Hernandez eyeing him from behind the plate. Backpicked him. And the catcher caught the catcher, John Garcia. And Garcia's got speed. He's fast for the position that he plays and not afraid to steal a base, but got too aggressive. 3-1 pitch is a fastball framed for a strike. 3-2. Pair of base hits coming with two outs in the first inning. That was Cole and Cruz. Narbe Cruz driving home Zach Cole for the 1-0 lead. And now the 3-2 flied out into shallow center. Sprinting forward is Pena, and he's able to cut it down for out number two. made the catch at the waist coming forward, and Jackson Lofton back to the dugout 0-for-1. David Sandlin has had a really solid start to his season. We mentioned those 5 innings, 9 strikeouts against Charleston last week on the road, and his debut here at home against Augusta, he went 4 2/3, gave up an earned run, and struck out 8. So he has really racked up the swing and misses this year. 1-0 is called to strike, a slider to Espinoza. He has 19 strikeouts now over just shy of 12 innings. And here's a ground ball and out to shortstop. It's routine for Vasquez. His throw right to the chest of Squires. Inning over in 1-2-3 fashion. Sandlin needed one like that after a long first inning. And through 1.5 tonight, the Woodpeckers lead the Fireflies 1-0.
Do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Alember Santa misses outside the zone on the first pitch to Brett Squires, and now on his 1-0, he gets a swing and a miss. 1-1. The Woodpeckers lead the Fireflies 1-0 in this bottom of the second. Santa kicks and fires. Misses low with a changeup. John Garcia pointed to Santa, though, as to say good pitch, good idea. That's what he wanted, dropping it out below the zone. Good take by Squires. Here comes the 2-1 offering, and he fouls it out of play. Brett Squires comes in, batting .250, but a pretty good on-base percentage to begin the season at .455. Here's the 2-2, and that almost grazed his leg. A slider down and in right towards his right shin. And for Squires, it's now a full count. Squires will be followed by Daniel Vasquez and then Eric Pena, the 4, 5, and 6. Payoff outside. And Squires draws the leadoff walk. Daniel Vasquez is the new hitter, and first one is a slider low and away. Alember Santa went 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Got a pair of ground outs and a fly out. Here's a deep line drive pulled out into left. Clifford angling to his left, and right before he gets to the track, makes the grab with one hand, one away. That was the hardest hit ball yet against Alember Santa. And fortunately for Clifford, he was playing pretty deep. He was already about 15 feet in front of that left field warning track and didn't have too far to go. Otherwise, that might have been over his head. Eric Pena now, the lefty, runner on the move to second. Squires is going. Here's the throw down, a short hopper into second, no tag. And Squires steals second base. So Columbia trying to tie up this 1-0 game, still looking for their first base hit in the early going. Santa out of the stretch, throws the 0-1. Good slider, missed just high. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, this is pulled on the ground out to shortstop. Lofton fields rather at the second base side on the fringe of the grass and throws on to first to get the out. Squires makes it to third, so it's a productive ground out. And there's two outs for Dionne Salone. Salone playing in his second game of the series, comes in batting 143, the seven hitter and DH tonight. He's a catcher when he's in the field. Was behind the plate yesterday in his series debut. The first pitch is a changeup called strike one. Outside corner pitch from Santa. Squires at third. Sun has left the diamond, just a little bit of it top the center field wall. And a line drive pulled out into left center field. Salone has tied the game. Vasquez comes down the third base line, and it's 1-1. It's been some two-out hitting for both of these teams that have put them on the scoreboard tonight. Cruz in the first. Now, Dionne Salone with his first RBI of the series to equalize. Here's Roger Layton, the eight hitter, out in right field tonight for Columbia. And a first pitch slider is up and away. 1-0. Roger Layton only batting 125. He has two hits in his first 16 at bats of the season. And he's driven in four, the pitch. It's a hard hit grounder out to shortstop. Leo Molina doesn't have to move. Picks up with two hands, throws the short way to second. Lofton receives and the inning is over. But a Salone single has tied the game at 1-1 after two innings tonight at Segra Park. Back for the third next on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app.
And in July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Ryan Clifford leads off the top of the third inning. First pitch coming in from right-hander David Sandlin, and it misses. No, called a strike. Low on the outside corner, 0-1. Next pitch, a chopper towards the middle. Moving to his left from short is Vasquez. It kicks off of his glove as he extends and gets into center. Ryan Clifford put that chopper in a difficult part of the diamond, right up the middle, hopped over that second base bag. Vasquez and Rodriguez, the middle infielders, came together, but it's split two. And Clifford picks up a base hit. He's reached base for an 11th straight game. He's been on in every single game this year. He is one of four players entering tonight in the Carolina League on a 10-game on-base streak to begin the season. And it will continue. Tyler Whitaker on a 9-game hitting streak, trying to extend that tonight, takes a fastball up high on his first offering, and it's 1-0. Whitaker, Cole, Narbe Cruz. Pitches down and away. Tyler Whitaker, about August of last summer, I think he finally couldn't take it with the East Coast humidity, so he chopped off the long hair, and he's been rocking the clean cut ever since. You never know when some of those guys come back from the off-season spring training. They let the flow grow out in the off-season, but Whitaker kept it tight-knit. And he's been going with the short hair look. I don't blame him. Tough to rock the flow out here, especially in the heat of summer. 2-1 is down and outside. It was a warm one again today. It's been in the mid to high 80s all week in Columbia. We could not have asked for better baseball weather. Still not too humid. And, of course, we've avoided that dreaded R word all week. Forecast over the weekend looks pretty clean as well. 2-2. And a slider is off the outside. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Woodpeckers got their one run on a Narbe Cruz single in the first inning. Columbia tied it in the bottom of the second, 1-1. The 3-2, and this is grounded. Third base side, just foul to the left of the bag. Ricky Rivera, the skipper, was right on top of that ball. No argument out of him. I do agree. I think it just got left. It almost went over the top of that third base bag, barely peeled to the left at the last second. Tyler Whitaker confirms the count with Dylan Holsey. 3-2, Clifford at first on a leadoff single into center. Third hit of the night already for Fayetteville against Sandlin. Another payoff, and Clifford flies it deep but foul the other way now down the right field line. So here comes the 3-2 again to Whitaker, and he's rung up looking on that one. And he's pointing to the spot. He didn't like that call at all. Whitaker barking on his way all the way back to the dugout. And now Ricky Rivera will pick up the argument for him, and he's jarring with Dylan Holsey. Now he gives up on the argument, gives some signs to Zach Cole, but Tyler Whitaker, who's usually very contained when it comes to those types of things, the third strike calls, talking with umpires, that's more animated we've seen him, and obviously a little bit of frustration after striking out in the first at bat. I think you might have thought it was a little bit low too. So 1-0 on Zach Cole. First pitch missed down and in. Next one is low and inside again. Being careful with Cole here after he attacked the first pitch he saw in the first inning and pulled that single into right field. That was a two outs. He stole second, put himself in a scoring spot, and Narbe Cruz brought him around. Clifford short lead off of first, pitch to Cole, and he swings and turns on a ball. Deep fly to right field. Layton retreating, gets to the wall, and it is gone. Onto the berm. A two-run home run for Zach Cole. He has hit his third home run of the season and given Fayetteville a 3-1 lead in the top of the third inning. A grand slam last Saturday at home, a solo home run on Sunday, and 3 days later, he's got another. So 3-1, and now it's Narbe Cruz. There wasn't much doubt behind that baseball. And Cruz pulls a line drive, left center field, down into the alleyway, and it will roll a while, all the way to the start of the track. Eric Pena over to cut it off from center, and Narbe Cruz stands into second with a double. All the hits coming in now. The extra base hit, second time through the order. Cole the home run, Cruz the double. And the Woodpeckers are trying to put together a big inning. Now it's Justin Williams. First pitch down and outside to Justin. And the first at bat, Williams drew a walk. And the next pitch, a slider, low and away. David Sandlin threw 25 pitches in the first inning, got out of the second quickly, but now is up to 55, just one out into the third. And Williams cracks a slider out of the deep left field, but this is playable. Ramirez didn't have to move much, just a step back, and he makes the chest-high grab for out number two. Brings up Leo Stanny Molina. There's no throwing out in the Columbia bullpen right now. Just a little bit of stretching for a couple of relievers. David Sandlin, the lean in, look back to second. And now the kick and pitch. First pitch, fastball right down the center for strike one. Molina struck out looking in the first. That's one of three Ks so far for David Sandlin. This has been his roughest outing so far of the season. First team to get him for multiple runs this year. Woodpeckers on top 3-1 behind the Zach Cole two-run homer. Cruz with the double. He's on second with two outs. And the 0-1. Molina pops it out of play. It's a four-pitch mix that David Sandlin is bringing the Woodpeckers. The four-seam fastball and then the slider curve, and he has a split change. Where he spreads the fingers wide beyond the laces. Tries to create a little bit of drag on the baseball. He picks up the left leg, spins around, and looks Cruz back to second. He uses one of his two step-offs. Here comes the 0-1, or 0-2 rather, and it's a line drive punch foul down the right field side. You know, they're experimenting again in the Atlantic League on the East Coast. Major League Baseball is with some more rule changes, and one of those is only one pitcher disengagement, one step off instead of the two. Here comes the no-ball, two-strike pitch and a pop fly that will get out of play. Another thing that they're experimenting with is a designated runner, kind of like a designated hitter, where you dictate one person on your bench who can come in to pinch run for any situation. Come in for your cleanup hitter if they hit a double. A pop-up, right side. Squires calling everybody off at first, and he'll make the catch in the baseline to end the inning. But two runs come home, and Zach Cole provides them. A two-run home run to right, his third of the season. And as we head to the bottom of the third inning, the Packers lead 3-1.
Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Santa back out for the bottom of the third inning. His first pitch out to the bottom man, Omar Florentino. And it's a slider down to the dirt for ball one. And Yeno has a two-run lead, 3-1, thanks to a Zach Cole two-run homer. Pitch is low and away. Two balls and no strikes. Omar Florentino, no hits in his first eight at-bats of the year, playing in the first game of the series. The 2-0. And a challenge fastball at the top of the zone. He chops it foul. Two balls and a strike. Alimber Santa has not struck out a batter just yet. He does have a walk and a single given up. The 2-1 home. And a fly ball out into left field, opposite way for Ryan Clifford. Drifting to his right, start of the warning track, and he makes the catch 10 feet in front of the wall. That ball was a high arcer and had a little more carry to it than I initially thought. Florentino did hit it into the wind. The breeze has kind of died off since first pitch. Not too much of a factor now, but an out to left and Gene Ramirez. Leadoff man back up for a second time. Third baseman Whitaker will play the bunt shallow towards the grass. Shortstop Molina towards the middle of the diamond against the lefty in the first one home. And Ramirez starting to kind of run out of the box, almost like a softball swing. Checked and he went too far and he also kind of spun around. That was what you see where a lot of softball players do. They start to run out of the box as they swing. 0-1 from Santa is a changeup, and that's a flailing swing from Ramirez. One hand came off the bat, and it was an awkward swing. And now Ramirez calling for time as he doesn't leave the box but adjusts those batting gloves and digs back in. Santa hunting for his first strikeout. Second time through the order, the kick and the 0-2 pitch. It's a breaking ball falling in for strike three. Alimber Santa gets Ramirez looking. And he's forced him to 0-for-2 tonight. Ramirez is a contact-oriented hitter and been doing a good job of getting on this week, but nothing tonight against Santa. Here's Omar Hernandez, 0-for-1 with a sharp ground ball to Whitaker at third. First one home. It's a slider low on the outside corner. No balls and one strike. Hernandez batting just 125, three hits and 24 at-bats. And a fastball is low and in. He's only getting on at a 192 clip as well. He has struggled at the plate so far this year. Infield plays him straight up, outfield as well. The 1-1 home. And a foul at the plate. Go to 1-2, and Santa trying for a 1-2-3. And then he got one in the first. Trying to do it again here in the third, and that's always big when you can get a couple of runs on the board and your pitcher on the other side can make quick work of the opposing lineup. 1-2 pitch and a fly ball out to center. It's shallow. Espinoza sprinting forward. It's down. A base hit. Just the fourth of the year for Omar Hernandez, and he'll be happy to see one fall in. more two-out hitting for Columbia. Brings up Lisandro Rodriguez, the second baseman, who is 0-for-1 with a fly to center. And the runner on the move to second. It's a high slider. Throw down from Garcia. The tag by Molina. Not in time. He got Hernandez on the left arm, but Hernandez had a good jump. And the Fireflies are 2-for-2 in stolen base attempts tonight. That was a strong throw, though, from John Garcia to make that play close. An accurate throw as well. Rodriguez in a one ball, no strike count. Santa sets the belt, pitches. And this is popped up behind home plate. John Garcia sprinting back onto the extended warning track, and it's a foul ball. One and one count. Here comes the 1-1 runner on the move to third. A swing and a ground ball pulled to second. Lofton shuffling to his left. Williams covering the bag. The flip his way, and it's in time. Justin Williams was off first for a moment. He had to quickly recede to the bag, and they strand a man down at third base. Keep the 3-1 lead intact as we move to the fourth from Columbia.
That's right, everybody. It's the semifinals here. We got Austin going in.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Top of the fourth inning from Columbia. We're in the South Carolina Capitol all week, and John Garcia playing in his second game of the series. He starts out with a outside corner fastball for the strike one pitch, and now a line drive out to right. That's going to touch down, and John Garcia has himself a single. Back-to-back innings with leadoff base hits for the Woodpeckers, facing David Sandlin. And now it's Jackson Lofton. John Garcia comes up with his second hit of the series. He had the home run on Tuesday, now the single. Lofton swings at a first pitch slider, flies it to deep right center. Pena angling to his left, now circling around the baseball in the alley and making the grab. Mm-hmm. Garcia unable to advance. He holds it first, and Lofton flies out for a second time to center. He's 0 for 2. It's good to see Lofton just putting the ball in play tonight, though, and striking it pretty well after his 3 strikeouts on Tuesday night. Seen it a little better today, and here's Rolando Espinoza at the bottom of the order. First one, a swing and a miss at a fastball. He had no radar rating tonight for you, so won't be able to bring you pitch speeds. Middle infield, a double play depth. Espinoza ready, the pitch outside, back pick up the first baseline, and Garcia scampers back in. That was effective the first time around. Garcia walked, but he was backpicked by Hernandez. And now he's playing it a little more conservative with that secondary lead. A right-hander has started to loosen in the Fireflies' pen, 1-1. And Espinoza whiffs through a slider. The count is 1-2, and time is called by Espinoza. He'll step out of the box and readjust. The 1-2, slider down and outside. 2-2 on Espinoza. A ground out to short tonight for Rolando. He was hitless in his first game of the series, so still looking for his first base hit in Columbia. 2-2, down and away. Espinoza is now a combined 0 for 5, pair of strikeouts. Luis Encarnacion got the night off tonight, one of the new additions. Spinning a throw over to first. So keeps Espinoza in the lineup. Clifford standing on deck. Stadium lights starting to brighten up the diamond here, just short of the 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast. Here's the kick and pitch, and Espinoza taps it back to the mound. It's fielded by Sandlin. Short throw to second is picked on a one-hop. Short throw to first is picked as well, and it's a double play. Well, the throw was low on both. Sandlin to Rodriguez. The second baseman dug it out. Rodriguez to Squires. He digs it out. Double play, 1-4-3. Inning is over. After 3.5, Fayetteville holds a 3-1 lead.
Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Squires is the left-handed hitter beginning the bottom of the fourth inning. Santa's first pitch lands at the knees. It is just inside, though. It's 1-0. Looked like it was a pretty well-located pitch, and now Santa delivers. Fouled straight back in the net. 1-1. Lisandro Rodriguez, Brett Squire make it to Squires, Vasquez, and Pena. the three to hit here. 4-5 and 6. The 1-1 is outside. And it's two balls and a strike. Squires has walked and scored the only run of the game for Columbia. He stole a base in second and was driven home on a Dionne Salone two-out single. The 2-1 outside. No, called a strike. Right on that outside border. 2-2. So home plate up Dylan Holsey. He hasn't really given the inner half in this at-bat, but most of that outer half of the plate. And the 2-2 break even. Swing and a miss on a slider. It pops out of John Garcia's glove. He picks up in front of the plate, zips it up the line on the fair side of first, and it's caught by Williams for out number one. The old strike him out, and 2-3 on the putout. So you know sometimes that baseball has a lot of rotation to it, as if it does pop out of that catcher's mitt, as you saw right there. That was a squared up slider right where Santa needed to put it. And it just spun out of that webbing of Garcia. Now Daniel Vasquez. Ready for the 0-1. Here it is. Breaks the bat, excuse me. Pops a shallow liner into right. And it'll fall. Jackson Lofton out on it. Couldn't make the play.
Awesome.
And it'll be chalked up as the third Columbia hit tonight. And bring up Eric Pena. Santa's first one to Pena is up and outside. Pena does have one of the big swings of the series for the Fireflies, a three-run home run on Tuesday night that helped them lead 4-1 at the time. Here comes the 1-0, and it's a changeup blown outside. Two balls and no strikes. Two-0 pitch, runner on the move to second. Pena swings, pops this one up directly behind home plate and onto the roof of Segra Park. Pena 0-1 with a ground out to second base. John Garcia has to be cautious of those runners aboard. The Fireflies have had a knack for stealing bases in this series. They stole 5 in the opener, 3 last night, and 2 already tonight. Slider looked a little low, called a strike anyways, and Pena steps out of the box shaking his head. He didn't like it. And even 50 pitches now for Alimber Santa. One out in the bottom of the fourth, a 3-1 Fayetteville lead. And the 2-2 home. Pena fists it foul again onto the roof of Segra Park, and it's going to remain 2-2. Dionne Salone, who's driven in the only run for the Fireflies, on deck. Long set by Santa, a look over to first, and he spins that way. A pickoff throw, and Vasquez dives back in safely. Good chance the night is done for the Columbia starter, David Sandlin. That bullpen has stayed active during this inning. Had an arm warming up for a while, and now Pena drives one. Deep right center field. Cole sprinting back, gets to the carve-out, and it is out of here. Eric Pena hits his second home run in three nights. And he has tied up this game 3-3. Headed to the 389-foot mark of the park out in right center. Just did clear that railing out there. It's one of the deeper right center fields in all of the Carolina League. But Pena has had the power swing working for him this week. His second home run of the series. His fifth RBI over the last three games. It is 3-3. And now it's Dionne Salone Pressure taken off of him. He gets to hit with the bases empty. And the first pitch is a slider off the plate to the outside, 1-0. That is the first home run given up by Alimber Santa in his Carolina League career, should say. You know, he was with the team in 2021, opening weekend last year, got injured. And this season, he did not give up a home run over his first 10 and a third innings. That's a pretty good stretch. 1-1 pitch. It's low and in, a changeup. 2-1 on Salone. His numbers with runners on this year pretty solid as well. He was holding opponents to a .222 batting average with runners on base. And even better with runners in scoring position, holding opponents to a .125 batting average. But Eric Pena got all of that baseball. So 3-1 now in Salone. One away in a tied 3-3 game now. The pitch. It's grounded left side. Deep in the hole, it's short. Molina moving to his right. He can't get there with a lunge. It's out into left field. Three straight base hits against Alimber Santa. Single, home run, single. And Salone having a good night in the DH spot. He's 2-for-2. And now it's Roger Layton. First pitch to Layton. It is a slider that misses down and away. Roger Layton. Had a couple of home runs last year with Columbia as he fouls into the netting. Batted .361 with the Fireflies over 18 total games. He had 8 doubles as well, 9 walks, and returns to the squad this year for 2023. And now a lazy fly ball added to right, and that's going to touch down in the shallow grass. Circling second and going to third, Salone. And there's runners at the corners on the fourth straight base hit surrendered by Alimber Santa. And Ricky Rivera is going out there to the mound to talk. There's no activity out in the Fayetteville bullpen, so I think this is going to be more of just a checkup, if anything, as Ricky brings in the entire infield to talk with Alimber and try and calm him down here. Elsewhere around the Carolina League tonight, the series continue. Yesterday, Kannapolis was able to win their sixth straight game. Fayetteville, the win, was able to stay atop the division with the Ballers. If Kannapolis wins tonight, it'll be the longest winning streak by any Carolina League team. Fayetteville had their six-game streak snapped at home last Sunday. Tonight, Charleston and Kannapolis play in Kannapolis. Atrium Health Ballpark, and the River Dogs have a 5-1 lead over the Ballers. If that score holds, Fayetteville with a win could be back in front. Have a game lead on the division. Carolina and Down East are playing in Kinston. First pitch to Florentino. Shorts the plate. Blocked by Garcia, and the runners stay at the corners. Carolina leads Down East 5-1 in the bottom of the fifth. In Augusta trails Myrtle Beach 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth. Fredericksburg looking for their fourth win. Leads Delmarva 4-1. That game is in the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-0. Florentino pulls a fly ball foul down the right field line. With this come from behind fourth inning, Columbia and Fayetteville now have dead even line scores. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors per side. Columbia trying to gather their first lead of the game. Pitch is down and inside. Runner on the move to second, and it is not in time. The throw down. Too late to get Roger Layton. Columbia has stolen a third base. A little surprised not to see Salone moving at third, but he's not the fleetest of foot. And now Florentino pops one up on the infield. Tyler Whitaker trying to track it, and he does. He makes the catch behind third for the second out. So that was one Santa was desperately needing to put an end to four straight base hits. And now Gene Ramirez, the leadoff man who's 0 for 2 tonight with a bounce out to the mound and a strikeout coming up. Pitch down low in the dirt, and it is 1-0. But there was a balk. They've called Santa for a balk. He didn't come set. And that's how the Fireflies will take the lead. Salone comes in from third. And Layton gets the free pass down to third base. Three-run inning for the Fireflies, and it's now 4-3. Gene Ramirez is the batter, and the first pitch is flied out to left. It's deep. Clifford to the track, and he makes the grab. Right before the wall, moving to his right, and that ends the inning. Three-run score, and Columbia now leads 4-3 as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Field In and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Well, Columbia has taken back a one-run lead on a three-run bottom of the fourth. And Ryan Clifford does the hitting to start the fifth. He fouls the first pitch straight back. Speculated that David Sandlin might be done with that bullpen active in the bottom of the fourth inning, but he's back out there. 72 pitches now as he lands a slider in the zone, nothing in two. And Clifford calls for time. Ryan Clifford 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a ground out to third base. He's also scored one of the three runs on the Zach Cole two-run homer. And that pitch is very high. Six hits apiece. RBI single from Narbe Cruz, and the two-run home run from Zach Cole, his third of the year, have provided the three runs. And now Clifford gets a hanging slider but was underneath it. Flies it opposite way to left, and it's lost in the light again. Gene Ramirez never found it, and Clifford is down to second base. It's the second time, back-to-back nights now, where Gene Ramirez has completely lost a baseball at this stage of the evening. It was right about the same time of night yesterday with this navy blue sky before it's fully nighttime, and it must be playing tricks on the outfield. Shortstop Pena, or the center field, Pena had to come over and grab it, but Ramirez never saw that baseball, and Clifford's going to be given a double. Whitaker now takes low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It was Whitaker yesterday that hit the deep fly ball. That was a strike, by the way, 1-1. It was Whitaker that hit the deep fly ball to left yesterday around this time that got over Ramirez's head as he lost it in the light. The 1-ball, 1-strike pitch coming. And it's a fastball strike. It's not like the lights are dim here in Columbia. They do a good job of illuminating the playing field. Maybe need some contact lenses. I don't know. For Ramirez out in left field. 1-ball, 2-strike pitch. And Whitaker pops it up. First base side foul territory. Squires hustling over to the railing of the dugout. And that lands five rows into the seats. A foul ball, and it's 1-2 on Whitaker. Whitaker has struck out in both at-bats. A look down to second. Sandlin pitches, and a fastball is high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Whitaker had quite the disagreement with home plate umpire Dylan Holsey in his last at-bat. He got rung up looking on a pitch that he thought was outside and low, and he got a little animated, more than usual. 2-2, a check swing on a slider down and outside. They appeal, and Whitaker didn't go. Three runs on 7 base hits for the Woodpeckers. 2 doubles and a home run. And a baseball briefly got loose from the bullpen. Shagged down quickly, and we can continue. $2 fine, as I mentioned on Tuesday night. 3-2 pitch. Whitaker hits it up the middle, and that's going to get into center field. It kicks off the lip of the grass. Clifford holds it third. Pena came forward on it quickly in center. And Whitaker has extended his hitting streak to 10 games. A base hit in every single game he's played in this year. Ryan Clifford at third. There's runners on the corners to start the inning. But that'll be it for David Sandlin. At 81 pitches and 4-plus innings of work, the manager is coming out to take the baseball. Tony Pena Jr. will go to the bullpen. And we'll go to break. Tell you about the new right-hander in a moment when we come back to Segra Park. 4-3 Columbia. Runners on the corners and nobody out at the top of the fifth. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Well, a big spot for Zach Cole facing the new right-hander Marcus Olivares out of the Columbia bullpen. First pitch from the new right-hander is down and in for ball one. David Sandlin pulled after 81 pitches. He gives up 8 hits over 4-plus innings. Right now he's on the hook for 3 earned runs. Could be more, though. Clifford and Whitaker standing at the corners with nobody out. Cole, the 2-run home run, his last time up. He's 2-for-2. And he lays off a changeup. It's called a strike. 1-1. Cole's home run to right center is 3rd of the year, most on the club. That breaks a tie at the top with John Garcia, who is a few spots down the order tonight, the 1-1. And Cole with a big rip. He foul tips, and Hernandez holds behind the plate. 1-2. Clifford's double was another one of those baseballs that got lost in the night sky. 1-2 pitch, and Cole slaps it foul. He hit it out to left, where Gene Ramirez lost a ball yesterday, and he lost it again tonight. Landed about 15 feet behind him, and Clifford got a freebie double. Changes the complexion of the inning. 1-2 pitch. Cole got hit. He did. Wasn't sure if it clipped the guard or the catcher, but it did get Cole on the right leg, the outside right leg. And the bases will load up. So Cole gets on for a third time, and Narve Cruz, the cleanup hitter, gets to hit with the bases loaded. Woodpeckers have put the leadoff man on in 3 straight innings. And we have another baseball that has gotten loose from the right field bullpen. Quickly shagged down, and now we're ready to go. Zach Cole buckles that glove on his left hand over at first. First pitch to Cruz is down and outside. Narve Cruz has some pop. He has homered once this year. 3-run home run last week against the Nationals. Marcus Olivares has had troubles on the mound already this year. Fastball up and inside. Called a strike, though. Looked a little high. 1-1. Olivares, no record in an 18.00 ERA. That's in just 1 game and 1 inning of work. He debuted recently in the last series. Pitch is a slider down and in. It's a ball. Pitched on the road against Charleston back on April 16th. That was on Sunday. So it's been about 4 days since he was last on the mound, and he went an inning, gave up 4 runs, 2 earned on 3 base hits. Pitched to Cruz, a foul tip that gets through Hernandez. The runners started moving, but home plate umpire Dylan Holsey throws his arms in the air, calls the play dead. So 3 runs on 8 hits, no errors for Fayetteville. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Columbia. Bases loaded, nobody out. 2-2 to Cruz. And he swings and misses. A big changeup to wipe him out. Cruz is 2-for-2 before that swing, and now it'll be Justin Williams. First pitch to Williams. It is a fastball strike. Justin Williams has walked and also flied out to left field. Middle infield at medium depth with one away. Chance to turn two with something on the ground. Get out of the inning. 0-1 is popped out of play to the right side. Justin Williams hasn't had enough at-bats to this stage to be amongst the qualifiers for batting average in the league. He was a couple of nights ago a qualifying player, and he was in the top 10, batting .400 over his first five games of the season. No ball, two-strike pitch, and Williams strikes out swinging. Well, Marcus Olivares is coming up big right now. He hits Cole to load the bases, but has responded with back-to-back strikeouts. And forced Leo Stanley Molina to provide some big two-out hitting. Fayetteville down 4-3 after a three-run Columbia fourth inning. And the first pitch to Leo is a slider, and he cuts through it. Strike one. Marcus Olivares has been mixing his pitches pretty well here and going with the slider and the changeup to miss some bats. And now Molina hits a deep but foul down the left field line and out of play. Marcus Olivares. Played his college ball at Lamar University from 2018 to 2021 and then transferred to Texas as a redshirt senior. So he's pitching some big college baseball games. Sets 0-2 to Molina. Ground ball towards second. It's played by Rodriguez, and he'll hustle the second, stomp on it himself before Cole slides in, and it ends the inning. Well, bases loaded, nobody out, and Olivares gets out of it, leaves them loaded. And we are halfway through it tonight in the South Carolina Capitol. Our score is the Fireflies 4 and the Woodpeckers 3.
Do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. We play the bottom of the fifth inning, and the new pitcher on the mound for the Woodpeckers is Dury Carrasco. The Woodpeckers trail 4-3 in game three of this six-game series, and his first pitch is a slider on the low outside corner to Omar Hernandez for strike one. Carrasco's big leg kick and pitch. There's strike two. Alimber Santa's night is done. He goes four innings in this one, giving up the four runs. And now Carrasco, his 0-2, is a fastball. Called strike three, knee high to get Hernandez looking.
Rodriguez.
First one to Lisandro Rodriguez, the lefty, shorts the plate. 1-0. Santa's final line, 4 innings, 6 hits. Mentioned the 4 runs all earned to jump his season ERA to 5.73. He gave up the 1 walk and the 2 strikeouts. And now the 1-0 to Rodriguez. In on the hands, and he fists it foul over to his first base coach. 1-1 on Rodriguez, who is hitless in the 3 spots. Second baseman, a fly to center and a ground out to second base. The wind, the big kick, and the 1-1. A slider lands in there. And a little bit of hesitation on that leg kick there from Carrasco that he mixed in. He kind of slowed how quickly he pulled the leg up. And this time around, more of a normal motion. And a two-hopper out to first base. Williams backhands with that first baseman's mitt. And underhand flips across the body to the covering Carrasco for out number 2. And now stepping in is Brett Squires. Squires has reached on a walk and also scored a run. Here's the kick and the pitch. And a slider on the outside corner. Called a strike. Squires has stolen a base tonight. Slight shift on the infield to the pull side of the lefty. Lefty, that is. Carrasco shorts the plate again and 1-1.
Okay. I didn't see it. Was it great?
Brett Squires with a .240 average. 6 hits in his first 25 at-bats. Down and in. Almost got him on the ankle. 1-1. Now the 1-1, and Squires grounds it out towards second, moving to his right loft, and he backhands on the fringe of the grass, throws to first as he plants his feet, and the inning's over. 1-2-3 inning for Dury Carrasco, effective out of the bullpen to close out the 5th inning. It's a 1-run game tonight as we head towards the 6th. 4-3 Fireflies on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter, @WoodpeckersNC, and Instagram, @FayettevilleWoodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page, @FayWoodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Man.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
New arm into the game for the Fireflies. It's Steven Zobach to begin the 6th. And the very first pitch he throws is lined into the upper deck of Segra Park by John Garcia. 0-1. Bottom 3 of the Fayetteville order to bat. Garcia, Lofton, and Espinoza. 4-3 Columbia lead through 5. And here comes the 0-1. It's high. Fastball to Garcia, 1-1. Garcia singled back in the fourth. He walked in the second. He's been on in both plate appearances. That single was his second hit of the series. He had a game-tying two-run home run in the eighth inning on Tuesday night. Zobach kicks and throws the 1-1. It's a slider down and away. Garcia checked the hands, didn't go upon appeal, and it's 2-1. Zobach stands 6'3" out on the mound, 22 years old, originally from San Jose, California. Here's a pop fly over towards the first base dugout, and it'll just get over the net and into the seats. So a two-strike count. Zobach does not have an ERA entering this appearance. Marcus Olivares goes one inning scoreless. Got out of a bases-loaded, nobody-out jam with a pair of strikeouts and a fielder's choice. The Woodpeckers aren't able to come back tonight. Still just down a run with plenty of baseball to play. But they'll look at that fifth inning as a chance they left on the table. Here's the kick and the 2-2. And down goes Garcia swinging. A high fastball. Garcia chased. Tried to elevate on that pitch, and now it'll turn it over to Jackson Lofton. And now Lofton, foul tips a slider from Zobach. 0-1. Lofton cuts through. Another slider, nothing in two.
Hey, keep going, man, keep going.
Zobach from Valley Christian High School in San Jose, a fourth rounder last year by the Kansas City Royals. Here's the kick, the 0-2. Fastball low outside corner, just missed. And rather attended Valley Christian High School. He went to the University of California, so he's a former Cal Bear in the Pac-12. Kick and 1-2 coming. He strikes out Jackson Lofton on a changeup down and inside. That is the seventh strikeout tonight for Columbia, pitching over 5 2/3. And with two outs, bases clear, top six, Rolando Espinoza bats for a third time. At the bottom of the order, first one home is a fastball just to the outside. 23 until mid-October of this year. One ball, no strike pitch for Espinoza, and he swings through a slider to get it to 1-1. The 1-1. That's a breaking ball that sends Espinoza leaning out of the way, but it tumbles in for a strike. Just one game for Zobach in his pro career. He went two hitless innings, perfect innings with six strikeouts, struck out everybody he faced in Charleston back on April 14th. Tapped off the end of the bat, a slider. So you can't ask for a much better professional baseball debut than what Zobach did. Just dicing up pro hitters right away. Must have felt like it was easy. Here comes the 1-2. And it's down and outside, just missed. So with back-to-back strikeouts tonight, just an incredible stretch right now, Zobach has struck out the first eight batters he has faced in order in pro ball. The offer, got him. High fastball, and Espinoza couldn't touch it. Well, 9-up, 9-down, 9 strikeouts for Steven Zobach to start his career. He was one pitch away from an immaculate inning, 10 pitches at the end of 6. We go bottom half of the inning, 4-3. Columbia leads it on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
So we play the bottom of the sixth, and the Woodpeckers have turned to a new arm. It is right-hander Jose Fleury that'll take over and spins a slider on the first one to right-handed batter Daniel Vasquez. Dury Carrasco was nice in the fifth, 1-2-3 inning. 4-3 the score, and a fastball by Jose Fleury. Vasquez 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a run, and he chops this on one high hop out to Whitaker at third. Fields even with the third base bag and throws on the run across the diamond for out number one. So Fayetteville pitching has sat down five in a row since the fourth inning. Third time through the order, everybody has gone down for Columbia, and Eric Pena's coming up. He's one of the reasons Columbia has the 4-3 lead, a two-run home run that tied the game in the fourth inning. And the first pitch down and outside. So Jose Fleury pitching for the third time this season. A breaking ball is fouled back into the screen. 1-1 on Pena. Fleury entering tonight as he gets a swing and a miss on an inside pitch. Has no record and a 2.08 ERA. Second most innings pitched on the club at 8 2/3. He can make it an even 9 now. And there's a swing and miss. Changeup. He strikes out Pena. Two quick outs for Fleury. That's his 12th strikeout recorded of the year over 9 1/3 innings. He has walked 6, given up the 2 earned runs, and has not surrendered a home run, hit a batter this year, or committed a balk of any kind, or a pitch clock violation, which has been good to see. Slider to the outside. Fleury skipped the FCL complex entirely. He's one of the few guys that's jumped straight from the DSL to Fayetteville, the other being Sandro Gastone, the 1-1. And a check swing. He went too far, Salone did, on a slider outside of the zone. And Fleury is in control of his stuff. Very accurate. He's thrown over 50% strikes this season. Here comes the 1-1 delivery. And a swing and a miss on a challenge fastball up and in. Salone didn't want that one. Just a reluctant protection swing. Holding opposing hitters to a 138 average so far. In the DSL last summer, he held opposing hitters to a 193 average. What was most impressive last year is those strikes. Crazy numbers for Fleury last year in terms of finding the strike zone. You won't believe the percentages here. As the one ball, two strike pitch comes in and a check swing on a breaker down to the dirt missed. Fleury last summer in the DSL threw 287 pitches. 261 of them were strikes and only 26 balls. He struck out 60 and only walked four. Just incredible stuff. And calling for time. He doesn't get it. Salone has to stay in the box. He already called for time once. And Fleury begins the motion. 2-2. It's a hanger. Hit back our way towards the booth. And it'll fall into the seats. Keep it at two balls and two strikes. That was the first time that I can recall this year where the hitter is called for time a second time, and it's not a violation of any kind, but the umpire just won't grant it to you. So Salone stood there with his hand up asking for time, never came. 2-2 pitch, fastball framed on the low outside corner. And Jose Fleury picks up his 13th strikeout of the year. A 1-2-3 sixth inning to get us into the final stages tonight. Top seven coming up of a one-run game. 4-3 Fireflies on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Top of the seventh inning, and see if the Woodpeckers can solve Steven Zoback in this seventh. Ryan Clifford, leadoff hitter. Whitaker Cole, their top guys, getting to square off against the right-hander for the first time. Zoback delivers a changeup on the 1-0, 1-1. He struck out the Fayetteville side in order in the sixth inning and has started his pro career on a remarkable stretch. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Clifford fouls it straight backwards. Zoback struck out six straight Charleston River Dogs on the road in his debut last week, and tonight three straight Woodpeckers. Nine up, nine down, nine strikeouts for the fourth rounder out of Cal to start his pro career. And now Clifford lines one left side to get to a 1-2 count. It rolls into the bullpen. See if he can touch double digits. Last inning he needed just 13 pitches to record the three strikeouts. Clifford tonight is 2-for-3, and he swings and misses at a down and inside slider. Just a perfectly executed pitch, tying up Clifford. And it's 10 straight strikeouts to begin the pro career for Zoback. Put him in the big leagues. You must think this minor league thing is cake. Tyler Whitaker is now in. a 1-for-3 with a single. And the first pitch slider is just off the low outside corner. Zobac was a part of that 20 strikeout game that Columbia had last week in Charleston that set a franchise record. Low and away, fastball 2-0. And actually played beyond the mound while in college, 2-0. Slider down and outside. He played as a two-way player until he focused solely on pitching his junior year with Cal. Final year in the field was his sophomore year, and he can swing it a little bit. He hit 5 home runs as a sophomore in the Pac-12. 3-ball, no strike pitch, and Tyler Whitaker takes the swing, flies it along the right field line. A high arcing ball, Layton coming over, second baseman is over, and making the catch, Rodriguez. He falls to the knees in the process. And that was probably a much easier play for the right fielder to make coming on, but Layton gave way to the second baseman, and Rodriguez is able to squeeze it. So the first out in the career of Steven Zobac that is not a strikeout. But there's two gone in the seventh inning. Here comes Zach Cole. First pitch to Cole is a fastball, looked pretty good, just a little too far in. Three runs on 8 hits, no errors tonight for Fayetteville. Down to the dirt to Cole, 1-1. A 2-0 make it, excuse me. They're out hitting Columbia 8-6. After a game yesterday where we saw 7 defensive errors between the two sides, it's been clean defense in this one, a nice change. Infield straight up, the 2-0, and Cole takes high and away. All fastball from Zobac in this at-bat. Cole hit the 2-run home run in the third inning. Fayetteville hasn't had any runs since. Changeup framed on the outside corner. It's now 3-1. Cole's third of the year to give him the active team lead. 3-1. Here it is to Cole, and he swings through his slider. I wouldn't say I'm surprised that Zach Cole has 3 home runs this year. He's standing next to the guy, and he's well-built. No doubt he's got some power. He's got some height, speed, but didn't know if I expected him to be leading the club as a fastball is called strike 3. Last year was more of a contact-oriented guy at the top of the order. This year, establishing himself as a middle-of-the-order hitter. He goes down looking. 11 strikeouts now out of the 12 outs recorded by Zobac. He's retired all 6 Woodpeckers. And it's time to stretch in Columbia with Fayetteville down 4-3.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
First pitch out from Jose Fleury in the bottom of the seventh to Roger Layton, the right-handed hitting right fielder.
One for two tonight. It was a slider for a strike. Next pitch, same spot. A check swing. He didn't go, but called strike anyways. Layton disagreed with the call. Had a couple of words for Dylan Holsey. Fleury shakes his head no three times, going through the entire arsenal. Now has the one he wants. Pitches, fastball, and it's fouled straight back. 0-2. The Woodpeckers have been retired in six straight at-bats. The Fireflies have been retired in seven, make it eight straight at-bats, going back to the fourth inning. 0-2. And a hard-hit grounder foul into the left field bullpen. Fleury comes in behind Dury Carrasco, who sat down the side in order in the fifth. Alim Bersanta gave up all four Columbia runs over four innings, three of them in the fourth inning. It's been all pitching since the fourth. Nothing in two. And a strikeout, a fastball right down the chute, and Layton was underneath it. So Fleury is now struck out four in a row. First time Jose Fleury pitches on the road in his Carolina League career tonight. He is coming off a dominating outing at home. Omar Florentino, the nine hitter, takes a slider at the shoe tips. Ball one. Fleury went 4 2/3 scoreless and gave up just two hits, two walks against Fredericksburg back on the 14th of April. The 1-0. And this pitch is hit deep. A high arcer to right field. Zach Cole retreating to the start of the warning track. Now he comes forward a step and he makes the grab. Loud sound coming off the bat, but the launch angle was too steep on that one for Omar Florentino. There's too much air underneath that one. And there's two gone. Five in a row retired by Fleury. It's now 10 straight batters set down between Santa, Carrasco, and Fleury, the three Fayetteville pitchers tonight. With two outs in the top of the order, Gene Ramirez up. He swings through a first pitch. It's nothing and one. The wind, the 0-1. Tries to drag bunt from the left side, and a breaking ball bottomed out on him, and he didn't pull back. Tried to drag out of the right side and or the left side and run up that line, but now he's behind 0-2. Tyler Whitaker was even playing in on that pitch. Next one coming in, slider gets him swinging. Jose Fleury with a very snappy seventh. Strikes out his fourth batter already, and he's retired all six he's faced. Strong stuff out of the bullpen as we move to the eighth inning. Our score, it's the Fireflies 4, the Woodpeckers 3, with the upper hand in the series on the line tonight.
Do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Underway in the top of the eighth inning, and the first pitch crosses the plate as a strike to Narbe Cruz from right-hander Steven Zoback. He's retired all six Fayetteville Woodpeckers he has faced.
9 in a row set down if you include the Leo Stanley Molina fielder's choice in the fifth inning. Otherwise, a stretch of 6 in a row retired. A changeup is down and outside to Narbe Cruz. Cruz has a multi-hit game. So does Zach Cole and Ryan Clifford. All guys in the top four of the order. 2-1. A check swing on one low and away. And Cruz, who held the barrel there to show the umpire, didn't get the call. They say he broke the plane. Tried to flick it back and sell it. So 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz with the single, the double, a strikeout. And he looks at a low changeup. Very close, 3-2 now. David Sandlin, he went 4 innings. Marcus Olivares pitched out of a bases-loaded jam in the fifth. And it's been all Zoback since. And he strikes out Cruz on an up-and-outside fastball. So 6 strikeouts now for Zoback. 12 of the first 13 outs he's recorded as a pro have come with the K.
First base is number 8, Justin Williams.
What a stretch. Fayetteville finally put an end to 10 straight strikeouts to begin his pro career with a Tyler Whitaker pop-up in the shallow right. That feels like a victory when you're facing this guy. And here's Justin Williams. Fastball in the outside corner. Suddenly, Fayetteville finds themselves down to their final 5 outs. Felt like with the back-and-forth nature of this game over the first 4 innings, there was bound to be some more scoring. But we've gone a 5th, 6th, and 7th inning with all zeros. A check swing by Williams, but it was called to strike again on the slider. Right on that outside corner. 0-2. Infield, outfield, play him straight up. Williams has reached tonight on a walk, the 0-2 pitch. And he pops it out of play, first base side. Ricky Rivera clapping his hands down to the third base side. Trying to spark his offense, get something going. Challenge fastball down the middle, and Williams fouls it back. Still nothing in two. Jose Flores been keeping the Woodpeckers in the game. He's retired all 6 while Zoback's been going to work. The 6'3" right-hander winds, kicks, delivers. And his 0-2 is called strike 3 on the outside corner. Justin Williams barking on his way out of the box. 7 strikeouts for Zoback. Now Leo Molina. 0-3 on a fielder's choice his last time in the fifth. He came up in a big spot. Best chance the Woodpeckers had had to tie the game tonight. Bases loaded, 2 outs, and bounced into that fielder's choice down the inning. First pitch was outside the 1-0. Center cut fastball. It's 1-1. Upper hand in the series on the line tonight. Fayetteville trying to avoid dropping 3 of their last 4. A slider below the zone gets Leo to chase. Bases are empty. Just trying to get on, extend the inning for John Garcia, who does have a home run this week. The 1-2 pitch, and Molina pops it over our heads in the booth to keep it where it is at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Columbia bullpen has activated. Zoback delivers, and he hits it past the mound, skips off of the mound, and out into center field. Have mercy. The Woodpeckers have scratched across a hit on Steven Zoback. And it's the first hit he has given up in his pro career. Save that baseball, why don't you? And Zoback actually received the baseball back from his middle infielder and showed it to his dugout, threw it down the stairwell. I don't think for the purpose of, hey, have that be the baseball I saved to show the first hit I surrendered. He just wanted a new rubbed-up baseball, something without a scuff mark. Didn't want the bad mojo of that one, I suppose, and the first pitch misses outside. 1-0, the count on Garcia. Here it is, and he checks his swing. Back pick up the first baseline, a swipe tag, not in time. Leo's safe. Leo popped up and removed his helmet. I think that he thought he was out. But instead, he will live to see another day. Zoback getting ready to throw his 50th pitch with that bullpen working. Molina on the move to second. A swing and a miss at a high fastball. Throw from the knees. Hernandez can't get it there in time. Rodriguez kept the tag on Molina as he nearly overslid that second base bag. He was arguing that Molina was off of it. But Shane Sullivan on top of the play calls Molina safe, and the Woodpeckers pick up their second stolen base of the night. Cole has one, and now Molina. Garcia in a 2-1 count. Tying run in scoring position. Set at the shoulders. Here it is. And a swing and a miss. Slider working to the outside and below the zone. Zoback, you've gotten him into the stretch for the first time tonight. Likes to work out of the windup. But still spinning off that stuff and getting swings and misses. Stretches out those arms, comes set at the chest with his black glove, and the catcher calls time. Hernandez might have had something in his eye and asked for a stoppage. So the count is 2-2 on John Garcia. And here's the leg kick, the pitch, and Garcia pops it out of play, first base side. We'll keep it where it is. Come the bottom of the eighth inning, we'll start to work around the Astros affiliate system and give you another update on some of the Carolina League scores tonight as Fayetteville tries to keep pace with Kannapolis atop the division. Another 2-2, and Garcia looks at it outside. It was a fastball. If he can get on, Jackson Lofton will have the two-out chance. Trying to grab their first run since the third inning when Zach Cole hit the two-run home run. 3-2 with two outs. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, a changeup. And Steven Zoback has struck out 8 of 9 tonight. What a showing so far for this fourth rounder from Cal. Royals might have something special in Steven Zoback. Man stranded in scoring position. We go bottom eight. The Woodpeckers still trail 4-3.
Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Well, Fayetteville trying to come back from a run down. No luck, though, since the bottom of the top of the third, rather. And they have been unable to solve Zoback. Jose Fleury is back out there. Here comes his wind and 1-0 pitch to Omar Hernandez in the bottom of the eighth. And a fastball missed away, 2-0. Jose Fleury has been giving you exactly what you need if you hope to come from behind. He's gone six up, six down. And a slider is outside. He's been pitching well. Jerry Carrasco retired three in a row. The Woodpeckers right now are in a stretch of 11 straight retired, going back to the fourth inning when Alimber Santa closed his night. Three ball, no strike pitch, and a center cut fastball gets it to 3-1. On a night after the Woodpeckers struck out 21 as a pitching staff, not as many tonight. Pop fly out of play to the right side. They have only K'd seven. A minuscule seven. Here's the three ball, two strike pitch. And a foul into the netting. Two for Santa, one for Carrasco, four so far for Jose Fleury. He's had a good strikeout rate going. Two in each inning. And another payoff coming. Here's a hanging slider. Grounded out to shortstop. Pretty well struck. Molina plays it on the fringe of the grass and throws low to first, but Williams has it. And Hernandez is retired for the second out. Or the first out, excuse me. Come the ninth inning, the Woodpeckers will have Lofton, Espinoza, and Clifford to try and come back from a run down. Fleury trying to keep it a one-run game, and now he faces Lisandro Rodriguez. Fastball called to strike. Carolina and Down East getting ready to wrap up. They're going to the bottom of the ninth inning in Kinston, and the Mudcats have an 8-3 lead. They'll go to 6-5 with a win today. Jump a game atop Down East in the standings, who are also 5-5, pitching the dirt. The good news is for the Woodpeckers, at least at the moment, that Charleston has a 7-5 lead over Kannapolis. First place team tied with Fayetteville in the South. A cut and a miss from Rodriguez on the 1-1. It's now 1-2. And Charleston's threatening. Runners at second and third. Two outs in the top of the ninth. Kannapolis will have one more chance to come from behind in their home half. Lynchburg blowing out Salem tonight 12-3. They'll go to 6-6 with a win. 1-2. A low and in slider yanked foul on the ground into the right field bullpen. Augusta and Myrtle Beach are in a tight-knit game. 3-2, Myrtle Beach, top nine. Nobody on, and Augusta down to their final two outs. Delmarva and Fredericksburg play the top of the seventh as the ball was fouled back. Stays 1-2 on Rodriguez. Bases empty, one out. 4-3, bottom eight. Here's the kick and the pitch. And a high fly ball, but an early swing by Rodriguez, and it's well foul to right field. Fredericksburg looks like they're going to beat Delmarva tonight 9-2. That would be the bottom team in the North beating the top team in the North. That'll get them to 4-8 on the season. Here's a ground ball. Jackson Lofton has it with a one-handed scoop. He throws over to first, and there's two gone. Bring up Brett Squires. Eight up, eight down for Jose Fleury. Now 12 in a row, retired by Fayetteville pitching. Make it 13, rather, with that ground out. And here's Brett Squires. Squires is 0 for 2, strikeout, a ground out, and a walk. First pitch is down in the dirt. Around the Astros affiliate system tonight, Kobe Cato promoted to High A Asheville. Joey Loperfito is now a Double A Corpus Christi Hook. Tonight, Asheville hosting the Winston-Salem Dash, and they've already gone final. Squires swings and misses at a high fastball and missed. Cut now calls for time, 1-1. Asheville wins 5-4 over Winston-Salem. Peyton Plumley in the win. Went four innings, gave up two hits, five strikeouts. Valente Bellozo, five innings of two-run ball. Pitch to Squires is down near his feet. And it's 2-1. Logan Cerny today had a good game. He hit his third home run in High A. And actually had a two-home run game, in fact. A changeup, and he swings and misses. Cerny hit a solo home run in the fifth inning and in the seventh inning to help the tourists win at home. Zach DiZenzo and Miguel Palma and Ryan Robleski all had two-hit games as well. Ryan recently promoted to Asheville. He went 2 for 3 with a run and an RBI. Came up with his first double. Pitch fouled to the right side. Astral had a total of, count them up, 6 doubles in that game. Palma with 2. 2-2 pitch, and it's down and in on Squires. So the tourists go to 4-6. Kobe Kato didn't get into that game. We'll keep an eye on him. Drew Gilbert, the top prospect, went 0-4 with a strikeout. Here comes the payoff pitch to Squires, and it's down and inside. The first base runner surrendered by Jose Fleury comes with 2 outs in the 8th, and Daniel Vasquez will get a chance to swing. Vasquez 1-for-3 with a single. He came in on the Eric Pena 2-run home run that tied the game. Fleury against the righty, pitches. And a slider cuts to the middle, strike one. Tonight in AA, the Corpus Christi Hooks are trailing 5-1 to the San Antonio Missions at home, bottom 5th. Kennedy Corona is homered in back-to-back games for Corpus Christi, but is 0-for-2 tonight. 1-ball, 2-strike pitch, runner on the move, a swing and a fly ball down the right field line. It goes foul. Had the hit and run on. Got to do something with 2 outs. Add some insurance before the top of the 9th inning. And again, the Woodpeckers will have the 8-9-1 of Jackson Lofton, Rolando Espinoza, and Ryan Clifford scheduled to hit, presumably against the new right-hander warming up in the Columbia bullpen. 0-2. Swing and a foul ball into the screen. Still 0-2 on Vasquez. The one Corpus Christi run tonight came courtesy of the catcher, C.J. Stubbs, hitting a solo home run. His second of the year. 0-2. Check swing. Looked good. And on the appeal, he didn't go. And that looked like a strike. And Ricky Rivera is saying so as well on the top step of that dugout. Off of first is Squires. Fleury still ahead 1-2. Here's his pitch, and a fly ball is lifted to right. Medium depth for Cole. Strolling forward, camps underneath, and makes the grab to end a scoreless 8th inning. Well, Jose Fleury gave Fayetteville 3 scoreless tonight. He struck out 4, and he's given his offense one more chance to come back from this 4-3 deficit. Woodpeckers have been held scoreless since the 3rd. They'll try top 9 when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
We'll be right back.
John McMillan is the new pitcher for Columbia in the top of the ninth inning, trying to close it down tonight, record the save. It is 4-3 Fireflies, and our game has been scoreless since the top of the fifth. Jackson Lofton, the leadoff man, he takes a fastball strike from McMillan. Next pitch home, outside, and it is 1-1. McMillan pitched earlier in this series, carries a 1-0 record, no ERA, has not given up a run or a hit over three innings of work and three appearances. Chopper left side, and Jackson Lofton now in a 1-2 count. He does have a save in his one opportunity, this being his second. McMillan on Tuesday in the opener recorded the win against the Woodpeckers. He was the pitcher on the mound in the top of the 10th. Chopper hit shallow to third. Florentino charges on the grass. Throws to first, low, and they got him. A close play, and Jackson Lofton with a big lunge in the end couldn't beat it. Well played by Florentino, charging in on the grass and throwing across his body to get a big first out. Now Rolando Espinoza, and he's late swinging at a first pitch fastball. Don't have a radar rating in the house, but I can tell you just based on the eye test that McMillan's probably throwing close to 96, 97. He's in the upper 90s right now. 0-1 is down and outside, if I'm guesstimating. There is a left-hander in the bullpen right now, but Clifford in the on-deck circle. McMillan has to face at least three batters. 1-1 pitch. And a swing and a miss at a challenge fastball. There's really no way that they would want to play the matchup. I presume if we were to get to Zach Cole in the three spot with runners on, then perhaps they would go to a left-hander to face the left-hander. So that could be Columbia looking a little bit ahead down the heart of that Fayetteville lineup card. 1-ball, 2-strike pitch. And it's outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And if we were to get to that point, I'd like to see matchups be in play. And that's how you know these teams are trying to win games at the lower minor league level. 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. And Espinoza pops it in the air, shallow to right. Squires and Rodriguez out from the infield. Coming on is Layton. And as he crosses into foul territory, the right fielder makes the catch for out number 2. Woodpeckers are down to their final out tonight, and Ryan Clifford has the final chance. Clifford with a two-hit game tonight. He's 2-for-4. It is already his 7th multi-hit game over his first 11 played. Just an incredible stretch for the 19-year-old Clifford. Left on right, first pitch to Clifford. It's a fastball a little high. Just to wrap up that Astros affiliate scoreboard for you tonight, the Corpus Christi, the Sugar Land Space Cowboys, trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the 7th to Las Vegas tonight. Fastball down and in. It missed. 2-0. Sugar Land is just 5-11 to begin the year. News broke today that they're going to have Michael Brantley rehabbing for them on Sunday. 2-0 and a swing and a miss at a high fastball. Forrest Whitley is going to get the start in that game as well Sunday against Vegas, and be a good chance for Astros fans to go out there, see a future Astro in Whitley. Might have a chance to debut this year, and Uncle Mike, as they call him, Brantley, 2-1, and Clifford foul tips it at his feet. Fayetteville down to their final strike. They have only had one base runner over the last 3 innings, going back to the 5th. They had a bases-loaded chance, nobody out in the 5th inning, were unable to score. That's one we're looking back on. 2-2 count, and the pitch to Clifford. He checks his swing, an outside slider. It just missed. And a moan and groan escalates from this Thursday night crowd in Columbia. So 3-2, trying to extend the game and bring it to Tyler Whitaker. Pitch home to Clifford. It's low and outside. He draws a walk. A gutsy at bat from Ryan Clifford on an even 2-2 count, and he watches back-to-back balls for the free pass. He just doesn't swing if it's not in the zone, if it's not his pitch. Clifford, with such a mature eye, that wasn't a terribly mislocated slider low and outside to a lefty. In a two-strike spot, a lot of guys will chase that or just try and fight it off, and Clifford lays off. Whitaker now, representing the go-ahead run at the plate, takes a low fastball. Whitaker has gone 1-for-4, a single in the fifth, to extend his hitting streak to 10 games beginning the season. Here's the 0-1. And he hits a ball off of the mound, skips to Rodriguez, the second baseman. He fields, dives to the second base bag, hits it with his glove, and forces out Clifford to end the game. Boy, Tyler Whitaker smoked that ball up the middle, skipped off the mound, got right to Rodriguez on the hop. He knocked it down with the palm of his glove, picked up behind the second base bag, and swan dived towards second to barely force out Ryan Clifford and close the ball game. 4-3, the final tonight. The Woodpeckers drop to 7-4 on the year. They fall back 2-1 in this series. A close one tonight and well pitched by both sides down the stretch. We'll break it all down next on the postgame show right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned for that in 2 minutes. 4-3, the final. Woodpeckers go down in Columbia.
Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Columbia, South Carolina for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. Andrew Chapman, thanking you for being alongside tonight, spending some of your Thursday with us. This was a tightly contested game, and really it mirrored each other. It mirrored each side as the game went on. Both sides traded runs in the early going. Then the bullpens took over, and historically, at least this season so far, over the first couple of series, the Woodpeckers have done a good job of scoring runs against opposing bullpens. Tonight, though, the Columbia bullpen was nails, and so was Jose Fleury coming out. He goes 3 scoreless innings towards the back end. Dury Carrasco pitched a scoreless fifth, and it was the starters tonight that gave up every run we saw. Elimber Santa, four innings, four runs given up, a walk, two strikeouts. He suffers the loss. And Sandlin, that's David Sandlin for the Fireflies, gave up eight hits and three earned runs, a couple of walks, three strikeouts to the Woodpeckers. Fayetteville cracked the board early tonight. It looked like they were going to be piling on from the jump, and Zach Cole was a big part of the offense tonight, as he usually is. A single with two outs in the first extended the inning. Narbe Cruz drove him in with a soft line drive to right, and it was 1-0. Columbia, after going down in order against Elimber Santa in the first, drove in a run on a Diomi Salone, a two-out single to score Brett Squires, and it was 1-1. But Zach Cole gave Fayetteville the lead back. Two-run home run to right center field in the third inning off of Sandlin. His third of the season to take the team lead. But that would be the final run of the day for the Woodpeckers. 3-1 was the score at the time. The Fireflies tied it with a two-run home run of their own. Eric Pena, his second of the series, to right field off of Elimber Santa. That was a stretch where Columbia strung together four straight hits, a single from Salone, a single from Roger Layton, and then a successful fly ball to left field to bring in Layton, make it to Salone, rather, and give the Fireflies a 4-3 lead. And there wasn't any scoring the rest of the way. Dury Carrasco came on in the fifth, scoreless inning. Jose Fleury, the sixth through the eighth, he was scoreless, but the Woodpeckers really could not touch Steven Zoback tonight. He came on in the sixth inning, first in the fifth. They did have the bases loaded, a double and a single, which forced Sandlin from the game, and Marcus Olivares hit Zach Cole. That loaded the bases, and then a strikeout, fielder's choice got him out of a bases-loaded, no-out jam. That's the inning you go back and look at tonight where the Woodpeckers could have won this game. They stranded the bases loaded and didn't have anything the rest of the game. Steven Zoback came on, struck out the side in order in the sixth, set down the side in order in the seventh, K'd three more in the eighth, and then in the ninth inning, it was John McMillan leaving the tying runner on base as Tyler Whitaker hit into a fielder's choice, and that ended the game to give McMillan his second save, Santa his first loss, and Zoback his first win of the year. Final line scores, three runs, nine hits, no errors for Fayetteville. It's the third time this year they have lost a game where they have out-hit their opponent, oddly enough. Three of their four losses have come in that fashion. Columbia, four runs, six hits, and no errors, go to 5-5. Fayetteville to 7-4. Columbia make it to Kannapolis, I believe, lost tonight. We last checked up on them in the ninth inning. And with the loss on their end, Fayetteville will stay tied atop the division. They have gone final 8-5. Kannapolis also falls to 7-4, so the Woodpeckers will still be in a first-place tie atop the South Division come tomorrow. Final time of game tonight, a snappy one. 2 hours and 20 minutes in front of a Segra Park Thirsty Thursday crowd of 2,544. With that, we turn the page to tomorrow. Take a look at the pitching matchup for Fayetteville. It'll be right-hander Nick Swanson on the bump, and he will be opposed by right-hander Mauricio Veliz. First pitch at 7:05 Eastern, and our pregame show will begin at 6:55 p.m. leading up to first pitch. Hope you enjoyed the action tonight, everybody. Thanks again so much for being a part of our Thursday night action on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Whether you're with us for a pitch, an inning, or the full game, we always appreciate you making Woodpeckers baseball a part of your tradition. Final line scores for one final time. Fayetteville, three runs, nine hits, no errors as they fall to 7-4. Elimber Santa, the loss, goes to 0-1. Columbia, four runs on six base hits, no errors. We played clean defensive baseball tonight. They go to 5-5 and the win to Steven Zoback. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off. A big thanks to Colin Casey as well, back at home base, keeping the social medias updated. We appreciate him. He'll be back with us on Tuesday next week back in Fayetteville hosting the Downey's Wood Ducks. Until then, until tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch, 6:55 pregame show. We say goodnight from Segra Park. Sleep well. So long from Columbia, South Carolina.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.